ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति।
ओन जीवन मुक्ति इज देयर, डेफिनेटली विदेह मुक्ति ही विल फॉलो, इट इज ऑल ऑब्वियस। एंड वेयरिंग ऑफ द माइंड फॉर गुड इज पॉसिबल ओनली व्हेन द ज्ञानम बिकम्स पूर्णम। पूर्ण विद्या पूर्णम ज्ञानम, द पार्शियल नॉलेज हाफ नॉलेज शुड बिकम टोटल नॉलेज। द नॉलेज ऑफ एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ द सेल्फ एंड द वर्ल्ड विच इज नेचुरली देयर, व्हेन द नॉलेज ऑफ द सेल्फ एंड द वर्ल्ड बिकम व्हाट द सेल्फ इज, व्हाट आई एम, व्हाट दिस वर्ल्ड इज, become understood in total, because total, in total knowledge, we resolve this division of I and this. I, referring this first person singular pronoun referring to oneself, and this third person singular pronoun referring to the world. This I and this, nowhere known duality, the division becomes resolved in the vision of the truth. And this is what? So, Dvaita Jnanam, the Dvaita Anubhava Jnanam becomes resolved in cognitively in Advaita Swarupa Darshana Jnanam. So, in the vision, in the wake of the ascertained vision of the non-duality of the reality, the duality becomes negated, resolved cognitively. And such vision, the person of such vision enjoys freedom when he is alive as a jivan muktaha, jivanneva muktaha. And naturally, when the Prabhupada gets exhausted, he attends Videha Muktihi also. That benefit we understood in the previous mantra. So, in the 15th mantra, again, Acharya, here, the Upanishad Rishi here, again, as repeats the same thing. Let us do understand here. In the 15th, this mantra, a doubt is clarified. What's the doubt? See, moksha is attained when a person exhausts his karmas. Every human being choicelessly, helplessly has been time beginninglessly accumulating karmas, karma phalani, unknowingly or knowingly done, results of unknowingly or knowingly done actions have been being accumulated, which alone is said to be Sanchita Karma. Sanchitam itself means what? Accumulated, collected, earned and stored is a Sanchitam. Sanchita Karma is there for every being here. And only a small portion of Sanchitam becomes exhausted every time a person is born, only a small portion of Sanchita Karma is exhausted, because a small portion of Sanchita Karma, which is ready for fructification alone, is exhausted. The karma palani, the results of actions which are not yet ready for fructification, still continues to remain as part of Sanchitam only. So a small portion of Sanchita Karma, which is ready for fructification alone, is being exhausted when a person is born in the present life. So when, how much, we don't need to ask this question at all. When did I begin to accumulate? Those questions should not be asked. In the wake of jnanam, everything will become clear. The whole focus must be on attaining jnanam only. In the wake of the jnanam, all the queries, all the doubts will become clarified and answered. But Sanchita Karma one has. So when in fact, the very present birth itself, with the parentage, the back cultural background, everything is predetermined already by Parabdha Karma Palam. Once you are born, even the body is determined, parentage is determined, the place of birth, time of birth, everything is already predetermined by Parabdha Karma Palam. Because the very birth itself is in such a background where one can pick up the thread to continue where one was left in previous janmas. I mean, in terms for one's mental refinement. See, the birth is definitely determined, ordained in keeping with the mental refinement the person already has. Again, for the further refinement of the mind, the birth is ordained. So the person is born again as a result of Parabdha Punya, Parabdha Karma. I am picking up the thread where one left, one continues one's life again, going through pairs of opposites and being in different situations. Again, the Parabdha Karma ends, this a person has to leave the physical body. And while exhausting Parabdha Karma, helplessly, again, one accumulates the Agami Karma Phalani. So, earning of the Agami Karma Phalani is inevitable. Because you have to do karma to live in the world. How can you escape? Living in the world means, see, for exhausting the old karmas, which are ready for fructification, you are born here. While exhausting the pura punya papams in the form of going through the experience of pains and pleasures, pairs of opposites, are exhausting. But for living this life, again, we have to do karma, no choice. And when doing the karma, again, you're accumulating the punya papams, which become the agami karma. So generally agami karma will join Sanchita Karma. Sanchitam continues to be there. That's why we say it is endless. Samsaraha is likened to a sagaraha. The life of transmigration, fraught with countless number of births and deaths, is likened to sagaraha ocean because it is endless. Because every time you are born to exhaust the power of the karma, you're accumulating new agami karma. A small portion is exhausted, a new portion is accumulated. A small portion is exhausted, a new portion of karmas become accumulated. This newly accumulated karma called agami karma always joins Sanchita karma. That is why this karma is endless. But Shastam says, in jnanam, it is the jnanam, it is the atma jnanam, it is the brahma jnanam, it is iswa swarupa jnanam, which can help one break this cycle of samsara. One can free oneself from this seemingly real bondage of karma. This bondage of karma is not absolutely real. It is not absolutely unreal also. If it is unreal, we would not have been here. It is neither unreal nor absolutely real. It is seemingly real. Therefore, seemingly real samsara, one has to get it off by seemingly attaining jnanam. Seemingly real jnanam. Attaining a seemingly real jnanam. So, that is why whole shastra teaching has to happen. Shastram has to be operated as the pramanam. Anyway, so here, this samsara at present, being born in this world, living in this as though real world, definitely there is as though real samsara. And there's no way of coming out of the samsara. As long as a person is going through samsara, the samsara is very real. Duality is very real. Bondage is very real. Because as long as one goes through the afflictions. We can say as though real only when we become free from bondage of samsara. After the attainment of jnanam, seeing oneself being already free, one can say samsara is as though. Until then, samsara is real. Therefore, it is all ignorance caused to samsara, ignorance caused to bondage. It's exactly like how the rope is mistaken to be a snake. In dim light, I told this many times, in bright light, one will not mistake the rope for a snake. One can see very clearly rope being the rope. In pitch darkness also, one will not see even the real snake. One cannot see even anything. Therefore, no error is possible. So error is possible. In total ignorance, error is not possible. In total jnanam, error is not possible. Error is possible only in partial knowledge and partial ignorance. So here, only in dim light you can mistake the rope for a snake. Not in pitch darkness, not in bright light. If there's some little light, there's some darkness, some dimness of light, mistaking rope for a snake is possible. The same way, error in one perception of one's own self in terms of what I am, I do not know. Erroneous perception of the self, the erroneous perception of the world also is possible. The two errors involved. Error in the perception of oneself, which is error in the perception of the truth, reality. Error in the perception of the world also. When there is error in the perception of the self, we mistake the non-self for the self. What is non-self? Absolutely, there is no non-self. But now, anything and everything which is experienced is non-self. Anything other than the self is non-self. Anything experienced is non-self. Anything known is non-self. So one's own body, mind, and complex, which comes under the category of the known, is unfortunately, helplessly mistaken to be the meaning of the word I, which means there's body identity, there's some identity with the mind, identity with the pranas, identity with self, sense organs. This identity with this I sense being identified with the body, mind, sense complex is adhyasaha, error in the perception of the self. Then taking the attributes, the dharmas of the body, limitations of the body, conditions of the mind, problem associated with the pranas, mistaking them to be one's own problems, one's own dharmas, is called, again, it's also around the perception, but this is superimposition, adhyaropaha. And there's no way of knowing that I'm wrong in my perception. That's why erroneous perception also is natural. Adhyasa is natural. Adhyaropa is natural because ajnanam is very natural. This is how one remains in samsara. So there's no way of freeing oneself from this bondage unless and until this error in the perception of the self and the world becomes corrected. Error in the perception of the world becomes corrected simultaneously when the error in the perception of the self becomes corrected. And so in the wake of the jnanam, one can see all that is there is only Brahma, aham Brahma asmi. Idam sarvam kalvidam Brahma. All that is here is only Brahma. Therefore, ahamidam sarvam, I, the self, am the whole. That in the wake of such exalted vision of what is absolutely real, samsara will resolve. That's the only way of breaking this cycle of samsara. There's no other way, because ignorance caused problem should be resolved only by that which is opposed to ignorance. Jnanam. Jnanadeva kaivalyam. Jnanamekameva sadhanam. Jnanam is the only means of resolving ignorance, thereby ignorance caused samsara. That's the benefit we understand. But we also say all the karmas, all the results of actions become negated. The Sanchita Kam, we say Sanchitam you earned for so long. All Sanchita Karma becomes resolved in the wake of the Jnanam. Without even exhausting, without being exhausted, all Sanchita Karma becomes resolved for good in the wake of Jnanam. The Parabdha alone becomes exhausted in the present life. The rest of the Sanchita Karma which remains becomes resolved, becomes negated, resolved. So Agami Karma also becomes resolved. If there's Jnanam, there's no more Agami Karma, no Hanchita Karma at all. Parabdha becomes exhausted. Therefore, a person has nil account. No karma anymore in one's account in the wake of Jnanam. Here the question comes, does this Jnanam remove all the karmas? So that's one big vada, one argument. One has to exhaust all the punya bhavams one has accumulated in his life. Only then a person can attain moksha. As long as one has one's punya bhavams in the form of panchita karmas, as long as one has in this panchita karma in one's account, so long will there be samsara. Sanchita karma will never come to an end. Because agami will be joining every time you are born, your agami will be joining sanchita karma. How can karma will come to an end? So, totally exhausting all the sanchita karmas in life is impossible. Total exhaustion of sanchita karma will not be possible at all. Some people will have this problem. When am I going to exhaust all sanchita karmas? Then I'm going to attain moksha. People think, in fact, you have Sanchitta karmas, you will be accumulating Agami karmas only where, as long as there is the enjoyership. Remember this sentence, okay? As long as one entertains enjoyership, one has enjoyership, one entertains the notion that I am the enjoyer. I'm an enjoyer. I'm an enjoyer. I suffer. I go through experience of pains and pleasures. I am the enjoyer. As long as a strong notion one has that I am the enjoyer, definitely one accumulates agami karma. One has to exhaust anchita karma. One has to be born again. And this enjoyer, having the notion I am the enjoyer is called bhoktrutvam. This bhoktrutvam will be there as long as one has kartrutvam also. I am the doer is also other notion. I am is knowledge. The doer, the adjective is added, is ahankara. I am the doer, I am the performer. This notion I am the doer is what? Kartrutvam. As long as one entertains ahankara, one entertains the erroneous notion about oneself, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, definitely one cannot escape the samsara. One will continue to be in this samsara sagara. Having the unending sanchita karma, choicelessly accumulating agami karma, one will have to go through parabdha karma, being born again and again and again and again. This is what is said to be samsaraha. But what Shastram says, sarvam jnane parisamapyate. Sanchita karma will disappear. Agami karma will disappear. Parabdha karma becomes exhausted in this very life. Every jnani has nil account. No more karma is one's account. And one, there's no need for one to be born. How? Not by exhausting the karmas. Okay, please make a note. It is not one becomes jnani after exhausting all the karmas. It's impossible to exhaust all the karmas. One, when a person attains jnanam, karmas become negated. One does not attain jnanam after the exhaustion of karmas. When a person attains jnanam, karmas become exhausted. How? Because of the correction of the error in the perception of the self and the world. In the wake of jnanam, I am the doer, that notion becomes resolved, corrected. I am the enjoyer, notion becomes corrected. The kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam goes. Why? Because when a person discovers the fact of one's own self being the Atma, the abstract reality implied by the term Atma, and this abstract reality arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing as pure consciousness, is ever of the nature of actionlessness, akarma. Actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. Because any action involves motion, movement. And the Atma is of the nature of motionlessness. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Means Atma, this abstract, formless, subtlest reality of the nature of pure consciousness existence is actually of the nature of actionlessness. Because it is of the nature of motionlessness. Why it doesn't move, unmoving? Because of the nature of all-pervasiveness. See, sukshmatvat. There's nothing subtle. You have to give the hetus. What is the reason? Hetu you have to give. Atisokshmatvat, sokshmatamatvat, because of this extreme subtleness. Because nothing subtler than the consciousness. Nothing subtler than this abstract reality. That's why it's absolutely formless. Subtlest of everything is the knower consciousness. That is why it's always said, anoho aniyan mahato mahiyan. How subtle is the consciousness? The subtlest and subtlest and subtlest things are known. Finest facts are known. Means the knower of the subtlest thing must be much subtler than that. The knower of the greatest and the grossest must be bigger than that also. So there's nothing which is bigger than consciousness, greater than consciousness, tinier and subtler than consciousness. Consciousness is the subtlest. So this is the atisokshmatamatvat, heta number one. Sukshmatamatvat sarvagatatvam. Because of the extreme subtleness, it is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Sukshmatvat sarvagatatvam. Sarvagatatvat is what is said to be understanding the Shastra teaching, also using the ascertaining the fact understood from the Shastram through reasoning with logical support. Due to this extreme subtleness, it is all pervasive. Sarvagatatvam. Sarvagatatvat, because of all pervasiveness, is what? Nischalatvam. Achalatvam. Okay. Motionlessness. So motionlessness is the nature of the Atma. So because of motionlessness, what now we say? Akartritvam, actionlessness. In fact, naishkarmyam is the beautiful word used in the Bhagavad Gita. Of course, we hear in other place also. Naishkarmyam is what? Akartritvam. Actionlessness is the naishkarmyam. Action, nishkarmatvam. Nishkarmatvam had to be naishkarmyam. Actionlessness is the nature. If Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness, Atma is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. So in the presence of the Atma, because the blessing of the Atma, life on the part of the material mind is possible. All functions are possible. All activities are possible. All enjoyments are possible. All activity experiences are possible. Everything is possible because of the mere existence of the existence in the form of consciousness, the Atma. Atma by itself is free from everything. Therefore, accumulation of punya papam is possible because the blessing of Atma. Atma, the consciousness by itself, is ever free from punya papams. So this kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam will be there only as long as adhyasa, adhyaropaha are there. As long as ajnanam is there. When the ajnanam becomes resolved, the wake of the jnanam, when the identity is cognitively, not physically, cognitively shifted from anatma, body, mind, sense complex to the gross material forms to formless, abstract consciousness. Aham Brahmasmi, that jnanam. What happens? Adhyaropa also goes. No more adhyaropa becomes the result. Ajnana nashe, adhyasa nashaha. Adhyasa nashe, adhyaropa nashat. When I say nasha, please don't take it as destruction, really resolution. Everything becomes resolved, negated. Then one can see oneself being the Atma. Kartrutvam ahankaraha nashaha. Okay, ahankaraha means what? The wrong notion becomes resolved. ಅಹಂಕಾರನಾಶ. ಸೊ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ನಾಶೆ, ಅಧ್ಯಾಸ ನಾಶ, ಅಧ್ಯಾಸ ನಾಶೆ, ಅಧ್ಯಾರೋಪ ನಾಶ, ಅಧ್ಯಾರೋಪ ನಾಶೆ, ಅಹಂಕಾರ ನಾಶ. ಒಳಂಕಾರ ನಾಶ, ಒನ್ ಸೀಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡೋರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಂಜಾರ್ಶಿಪ್, ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಎಸೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್, ದ ರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್, ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡೋರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಂಜಾರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಫ್ರೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬಾಂಡೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮ. ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. Seeing oneself being free from doership and enjoyership is freeing oneself from bondage of karma. Okay, this is how a person becomes muktah bhavati, bandhat muktah bhavati. That's why Mrityunjaya mantra, mrityoho bandhanat mukshiya, mrityoho bandhanat mukshiya, mrityoho bandhanat mukshiya. Please release me from bondage of karma. Bondage of death means what? Death stands for samsara. Repeatedly we ask for jnanam. Mrityunjaya mantra. If you ask for jnanam, so in jnanam, fear also, fear of death also will go. You discover freedom, which is already there, not by exhausting all jita karmas. You can never exhaust your vasanas you have accumulated in your mind. The total mind should be resolved. Ajnanam goes, all ignorance caused, all anarthas will resolve. In the just the correction in the correction of the error in the perception of the self. I am the doer. Not it is not simply saying I am not the doer. Seeing the self being already free from doership and enjoyership is freeing oneself from bondage of karma. The notion that I am the doer resolves in the wake of jnanam. The notion I am the enjoyer will becomes resolved. Who has punya papam? Does atma, the consciousness, have sanchita karma, agami karma? Does atma go through parabdha karma? No. Atma is ever free. Atma is that in whose presence all these are possible, experiences are possible. Atma is free, distinct. Without the blessing of Atma, presence of Atma, no experience is possible. No accumulation of Sanchitam is possible. No experience of Parabdha is possible. No accumulation of Agami is possible. But Atma is free. And I, the experiencer, am that Atma, distinct from the known. This understanding happens, so one does not attain freedom after the exhaustion of punya papams. After the attainment of jnanam, all the karmas become resolved. Having the sanchita karmas, agami karmas resolved is as good as having them exhausted. Okay, it is like some people come to England, take loans from the bank, students also, and enjoy their study, and without paying the loans back, they go away. Sometimes I heard some people saying, and you take lots of debts from the loans from the bank, and without paying the loans, you go away. But that you can't escape, okay? Bhagavan will make you pay sometime or the other in life. That is different. But here in jnanam, no more karma. That's why, nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. What is that which can purify? Like jnanam. In jnanam, you see, seeing yourself being free from all punya papas is what? That is the exalted form of purification. Seeing oneself being free from all punya papams is the absolute purification. That's why jnanam pavitri karoti, punati. Punati means purifies. Punati iti pavitram. Jnanam is called pavitram because it's punati, it purifies you. How? It releases you from all punya papams. Not by destroying your punya papams. Just by making you see that you are free from punya papams. Okay, that fact is understood from this mantra. Okay. Because ignorance caused error in perception results in the entertainment of erroneous notions about the self, and it is the erroneous notion one has about oneself contributes for the accumulation of punya papams and exhaustion of punya papams. Therefore, the bondage is because of the wrong notion one has about the oneself, which cannot be resolved unless until jnanam takes place. It is jnanam releases a person from bondage of karma by helping a person resolve the wrong notion one has about oneself. Okay. Let us see now. So, Sangha Bhagavatpada introduces the mantra in his commentary. So, whatever I said, because of this one line, that is why we offered halutations to Shankara Bhagavatpada. He introduces this one, in one line, he introduces this following karma, following the meaning of the following the mantra. Kada punaha kamanam moolataha vinashaha. See kamanam means he desires. So kada kamanam vinashaha bhavati. See, unless and until all the desires of a person become resolved for good, there's no moksha, which implies what? Resolving one's karmas. As long as you have panchada karma and you have parabdha karma, to exhaust the parabdha karma, you are born. And when you are born, to exhaust the parabdha karma, still being ignorant, still being ajnani, still having adhya, becoming the victim of the erroneous perception, adhyasana adhyaropa, the strong doership and no enjoyership, the strong identity with the body, mind, sense complex, taking the body as aham, in different contexts, different situations, this identity is with the body, identity is with the mind, identity with the sense organs, the strong notions, the strong wrong identity, and becoming subject to, helplessly, choicelessly becoming subject to this common human fundamental problem of sense of insecurity, sense of smallness, sense of insignificant, sense of inadequacy, being centered on I, driven by dry desires, you perform actions, again accumulate agami karma. But what happens? So, desires cannot be resolved at all. Desires cannot be resolved. See, that's why Puja Swami also used to make tease people who come in this Neo Vedantins who come and say, give up your desires. Desires are, desires bind you. Desires make you do actions and you accumulate karma. To exhaust the karma, you have to be born again. So give up desires. They don't even say this way. Desires are as though desires are something, desires are sinners. Desires, of course, desire makes you do karma. And what desire is there, anger also will be coming along with the desire. So that's where raga dveshas, desire is in the form of likes and dislikes. Desire for something wanted is what? Raga. Desire for getting rid of something is what? Dvesha. Desire alone is in the form of likes and dislikes. Passion and aversion, raga dveshas. Desire for something to happen, something wanted is raga. Desire for getting rid of something is what? Dveshaha. So raga dveshas, desire is always in the form of raga dveshas. And when the ragadveshas are not fulfilled, of course there'll be anger. Many reasons are there for the unfulfillment of ragadveshas. The anger. So this is how completely a person becomes enslaved by one's emotions also. One continues to get caught up in the samsara. So all the desires have to be resolved. So people come and give up all your desires. Give up ahankara. Swamiji doesn't like this statement. Give up ahankara. Give up desires. Already we are struggling and struggling, not knowing how to give up. It's not that we are holding on to desires and holding on to ahankara. It is like when you go to the doctor, doctor is asking you, why do you get the disease? No, no doctor should ever ask, why do you get the disease? The person has got the disease. He has to only give some relief now. So, giving up ahankara is not possible. Giving up desires also is not possible. They are natural. Desires cannot be given up. Desires can be resolved. Desires can be managed initially. Desires can be resolved for good later on. Cannot be destroyed, cannot be suppressed, cannot be oppressed, cannot be destroyed, cannot be given up. Desires will become resolved for good naturally, as we saw yesterday, when a person frees oneself from the fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I. When the fundamental problem becomes resolved, desire will resolve. And the inadequacy will resolve only when a person discovers one's own nature being fullness of happiness. So in jnanam, all fundamental problems will resolve. So fundamental problems caused desires, ragadveshas, all emotions also will resolve simultaneously. Because ahankara will also resolve. So we are not holding on to ahankara or desires to give up. We are held by them. Okay? So freeing oneself from the hold of desires. We cannot give up. We have to free ourselves from the hold of desires. So freeing oneself from the hold of desires is freeing oneself from the hold of ahankara. I mean, by correction of, by resolving the ahankara, by correcting the error in the perception of the self, is possible only in the wake of jnanam. Therefore, the total resolution of desires happens only in the wake of the jnanam. We'll see here. So he's asked now, Kamanam Vinashaha Moolataha Kada. When does the resolution of all desires totally when does it happen? Moolataha means what? Along with its root cause. What root cause? Immediate cause is sense of inadequacy. Root cause is ignorance. Sense of inadequacy centered on I is the immediate cause. That is because of ahankara. Root cause is ignorance. So, moola karanam, samipa karanam. Okay, let us see here. Yada sarve prabhidyante hridayasyeha granthayaha. Yada sarve prabhidyante hridayasyeha granthayaha. Atha murti
अथमर्त्योऽमृतोऽभवत्येतावध्यनुशासनम् अथमर्त्योऽमृतोऽभवत्येतावध्यनुशासनम् यदा सर्वे प्रभिद्यन्ते हृदयस्येह ग्रन्थयः अथमर्त्योऽमृतोऽभवत्येतावध्यनुशासनम् अथमर्त्योऽमृतोऽभवत्येतावध्यनुशासनम् यदा सर्वे ग्रन्थयः ग्रन्थयः इह प्रबिध्यन्ते अथ मर्त्यः अमृतः भवति मर्त्यः अमृतः भवति एतावद् हि अनुशासनम् एतावद् हि अनुशासनम् सि अनुशासनम् टीचिङ्ग् This much, etavadhi anushasanam, this indeed is the teaching, this indeed is the vision of the shastram. What is that? There's nothing beyond this. Finished. Martyaha amrutaha bhavati. The human being who does not, who sees oneself to be a mortal because of his erroneous perception, identifying himself with the body maintenance complex. In the wake of the knowledge of one's own essential nature, discovers himself being immortal, thereby he becomes amrutaha. Martyaha amrutaha bhavati. Katam jnanena. This is how you should say, there's no greater miracle than jnanam. Okay, so in the wake of jnanam, what happens? Sarve granthayaha prabidhyante. Hridayasya granthayaha. See, granthihi, singular word. Granthayaha, plural word. What is granthihi? Not. Here, ajnanam is a not of the heart. Not in the heart. Ignorance is buddhi. Okay, why ignorance is there? Anadi, because there's maya, therefore partial ignorance is there, therefore the partial knowledge also is because of maya, partial ignorance also is because of maya. Why? What is maya? The total knowing power, omniscience, total knowing power belongs to what? The abstract formless reality. When it's unmanifested, totally it is maya. When partially manifested, experience of jagat, existence of jagat, enjoyment of jagat, knower known duality. When it again, because partial knowledge becomes resolves the total ignorance, again no jagat. In deep sleep state, no jagat for you. For a person who is fast asleep, no jagat. Again, partial manifestation, waking state. Again, jagat comes back. Again, pairs of opposites. Again, relationships. Again, connections. When this partial knowledge of existence of the self and the world resolves in deep sleep state, then again, there's total ignorance. What is total ignorance? Unmanifested knowing power. I tell you, absolutely, there's no ignorance. So, relative, okay? Unmanifested knowing power is sadhu said to be maya. Jagat disappears. Again, partial manifestation knowledge happens, again jagat comes. But still what? The partial ignorance is there. What is I is not known. What I am is not known. What this universe is not known. But there's also partial ignorance.
But when this partial ignorance becomes resolved, when there's total knowledge, what happens? Prabhidyante. So what is the knot in the heart now? First knot is what? Why it's called a knot? The knot is that which causes the bond. Knot is that which binds, which causes the bond, bondage. See, you are bound by body, bound by the limitations of body, mind, sense complex. You're tied to the body. You have no choice of not being born again. No choice of being born again. Choicelessly, birth is determined, body is given. In keeping with the punya papam you have in your account, whichever body you deserve, you are given. So a lot of punya to got this human body. So that is why there's no choice. So it is the that which ties with the body is called knot. Okay, ignorance is the knot, avidya. And the ignorance is there is adhyasa, adhyaropa, asha, ahankara, ahankara and asha. So ahankara, three, really he lives three now. Then what happens because of desire, kama. Kama is another knot. All these knots only. Then from action, accumulate results. Then you have accumulation of punya papam, this karma. And to exhaust the karma, you have to be born again, which is punarjanma. This is how you have to be born again. You are assuming the body, you have to be born again. This is how the knots of the heart, knots in the heart, in terms of avidya, ignorance caused desire, okay, and the karma accumulated as a result of your actions, they bind you to the body. Avidya, kama, karma. Avidya, kama, karma. He reduces the whole list of, you know, samsara attributes to three. Ajnanam, adhyasaha, adhyaropaha, ahankaraha, asha, okay, kamaha, then karma, then action, the karma palam, then janma. The whole thing is like this. Okay, they're all what now? Knots of the heart. Knots in the heart. Hridayasya granthayaha. We can use them to three as avidya, kama, karma. Ignorance impelled. Desire caused what? Action and the results of actions. These contribute for what? Rebirth. We're born again and again and again. Therefore, what is it which ties a person with the body, mind and complex, the all its limitations, is said to be ignorance. Ignorance caused problems. They're said to be granthayaha, knots. Hridayasya granthayaha iha sarve prabhidyante. All the knots of ignorance prabhidyante. In what become resolved. Become, okay. When they wear off. Yada when. Oh, that's a secret, okay? When all these Hridaya Granthayaha resolve, atha then Martyaha Amritaha Bhavati. This is the secret. To become immortal, you need not do anything. Just correct the error in the perception itself. But you need jnanam. In the wake of jnanam, the so-called knots of ignorance, which contribute for samsara, like the knots, okay, they wear off, they resolve. So it is said, so jnane eva, yada sarve granta hridayasya granteha iha prabhidyante, in this very life, prabhidyante, then you become free from bondage of samsara. Atha Martyaha Amrutaha Bhavati. So Martyaha Amrutaha Bhavati means what? The bound person becomes Jivan Muktaha, liberated person. While living in this life itself. This is the teaching. This is the vision. Etavad hi anushasanam. There's no more teaching. There's no greater vision than this. Etavad, this much alone is the etavad hi anushasanam. Anushasanam means what? This much alone is the shastra, teaching of the shastram. See, the word anushasanam is a beautiful word. Through teaching, it governs our life. Anushasti. It's a very expressive word. Shasti means governs. Anushasti continues throughout how a mother's attention is on the child throughout. Not even one fraction of a second, one minute mind, mother's attention goes away from child's. Because child's welfare is taken care of all the time by mother. Similarly, the teaching governs our life continuously, Shastra's teaching. Once you go and place yourself in the lap of Shastra's mother and you are looked after. The teaching, Anushasti, governs, teaches. So Anushasti teaches, Anushasnam teaching. This much is the teaching. There's no more teaching than this. So in the wake of the jnanam, all ignorance and ignorance caused to problems which are the knots of the heart, they wear off. They become resolved. They become broken. Knots of the heart are broken, cut. Then martyaha amrutaha bhavati. Etavadhi anushasanam. Okay, simple verse. Okay. So yada iha, in this very life, and you're living here as a human being, hridayasya sarve grantayaha prabhidyante, atha martyaha amrutaha bhavati. Etavadhi anushasanam. Can you memorize the verse in the class itself? Such a nice verse. Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Yada sarve prabhidyante. Now first he explains what? Prabhidyante. Prabhidyante is equal to what? Bhedam upayanti. Bhedam upayanti. See, the word bhedaha literally means difference also. But here bhedaha means what? Bhedam upayanti. So, here upayanti means attain. Bhedam upayanti means nasham upayanti. Bhedaha in this context means nashaha. So, when all the knots upayanti, bhedam upayanti means they perish. Prabhidyante, prakrishena bhidyante. See, other knots you have to release with some form of action, isn't it? If real knot of any thread, you find the knot, you do something to, by action, you remove it. But this knot of the heart, in the form of ignorance, the ignorance cause to problems, has to be removed. How? Prakrishena bhidyate. Only with the sword, with the knife, with the weapon of jnanam. That's why prakrishena bhidyate. When uniquely broken, cut, uniquely resolved. Okay, uniquely with the help of jnanam. Okay, prakrishena bhidyate. When all these knots of the heart perish. Prabhidyante means what? Bhedam upayanti. Bhedam upayanti means what? Vinashyanti, perish. Okay. Now, next word is what? Hridayasya. Hridayasya grantyaha, we understood. Hridayasya means what? Not the physical heart. Buddhehe. Ignorance is where? In the intellect. Ignorance is the dharma belonging to intellect. Knowledge also. Knowledge of something, ignorance of something must be in the intellect, which is antakaranam, part of the antakaranam. So, hridayasya is equal to buddhehe. Okay. So, ignorance causes problems obtaining in the mind when they all perish. Iha means what? Not after death. Jivataha. When a person, iha, while living in this life itself, jivataha eva, when you're alive living in this world itself. Granthayaha. Granthayaha means what? Very nice. Shankaracharya explains here. Granthivat drida bandhana rupa avidya. Granthivat, like a knot, drida bandhana rupa avidya. Ignorance also is a very, ignorance is, the knot is in the form of very firm bond. Very firm knot, okay? Very firm bond. Drida bandhana rupa avidya. Ignorance is like very strong knot. Drida bandhana rupa. Drida bandhana rupa pratyaya. So, bandhana rupa, we have to take it as drida bandhana rupaha. Why? Avidya pratyaha ityartha. Avidya pratyaha means what? All these mental knots in the form of what? Ignorance is in the mind. Pratyarupaha in the form of thoughts only. Ignorance caused error, adhyasa, adhyaropas, all in the mind only. Ahankara, desire, this is all in the form of thoughts. Therefore, avidya pratyaha. Avidya pratyaha. Because avidya pratyaha, they can be removed only, they can be cut off only the weapon of knowledge. Okay. So, buddhehe jivataha eva granthayaha granthivat didabandhana rupaha. Granthivat didabandhana rupaha avidya pratyaha. Didabandhana rupa avidya. Didabandhana rupaha avidya pratyaha. All these knots of the heart which are firm like a knot which tie the person to the body are in the form of thoughts. Okay. How avidya is there? How avidya expresses itself? He says in the next sentence, next following paragraph. Aham idam shariram. I am this body. You don't say this, I am this body, I am this body. You don't say it always. But your vyavahara in the world reflects that you have very strong identity with the body. Our transaction in the world, interaction in the world, our behavior in the world, okay, reveals the fact that we have very strong identity with the body. That's why, aham idam shariram, I am this body. Mama idam dhanam. Once you have ahankaraha, I sense strong, it's called dehatma buddhihi. Dehe manasi atma buddhihi. Having entertained strong I sense in the body, mind sense complex. Having identity with the body, mind sense complex is what? That is there adhyasa. Then mama idam dhanam, then sense of possession.
Once I sense is very strong, there's also my sense. Ahankaraha, aham bhavaha, if it is there, there will be mama bhavaha, mamakaraha. What is mamakaraha? My sense. Then what do you say? Mama idam dhanam. This is my money. I am this body and this is my money. Oh my God, very strong sense of possession. Why? Because of the ahankara. Get the wrong notion about yourself. Having identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Aham idam shariram, mama idam dhanam. Then what happens? Identity goes to the mind also. Pleasure, pain, they're all manasa dharmaha. You identify yourself with the mind, then you say what? When aham sukhi, aham dukhi. Sukhi dukhi cha aham. I am a sufferer. I'm happy. I'm unhappy. I'm sukhi. I'm happy. Cha dukhi. And I'm unhappy. These also all expressions of ahankara. Wrong notions you have about yourself. So sukhi, dukhi, all what now? All attributes added to aham. Aham asmi is jnanam. Aham sukhi asmi is what? Ahankara. Aham asmi is jnanam, partial jnanam, beautiful jnanam. Aham dukhi asmi is what? Ahankara. Because attribute, happy, unhappy, attributes have been added to aham. Which is neither sukhi nor dukhi. Okay, aham sukhi dukhi cha aham ityevam adi lakshanaha. Ityevam adi lakshanaha means what? This is how the knots are in the mind. These are the attributes, viseshaha. So, nirvisesha atmani viseshaha aropyante. Nirvisesha atmani viseshaha aropyante. What does it mean? All these attributes are superimposed upon the atma, which is of the nature of attributelessness. Which is superimposed upon the attributeless atma. Nirviseshe atmani viseshaha aropyante. So that's what we say what here. All these are sukhi, dukhi, etc. Aham, ityeva madilakshanaha, viseshaha. Okay. They're all only attributes. Okay. Then what is Brahma? Tad viparita brahmatma pratyaya upajananat. How they all this resolve, all the diseases, how do they resolve? He says, upajananat. Upajananam means rising. So, as a result of rising, upajananat, rising of what? Pratyayaha. Pratyayaha means what? Cognition. Rising of the cognition. Cognition of what? Brahmatma pratyayaha. What is Brahmatma pratyayaha? Knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahmatma. Cognition of the absolute reality, Brahmatma. Brahmatma pratyayaha means knowledge of the absolute reality. The cognition. Absolute reality. What is the cognition? Brahma eva ahamasmi. Brahma eva ahamasmi. I the self am the pure absolute reality only. Brahma eva ahamasmi. Aham brahmasmi. This knowledge of what I am, when the partial becomes total knowledge. Aham brahma eva asmi iti. That is what is brahmatma pratyayaha. Brahmatma pratyaha means when the thought, the knowledge of the reality rise in the form of a thought. So, brahmatma pratyaha.
ஓகே, பிரம்மாத்ம பிரத்யக பிரத்ய உபஜனநாத், பிரம்மாத்ம பிரத்யசி உபஜனநாத், ஆஸ் அ ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஒரிஜினேஷன், பிகாஸ் தி ரைசிங் ஆஃப் தி பிரம்மாத்ம ஜானம், தத் விபரீத விச் இஸ் அப்போஸ்டு டு all those wrong no wrong thoughts, erroneous thoughts, but into the erroneous thoughts, erroneous notions, tad viparita, tad means what, all these wrong the notions, அகம் சுகி, அகம் துக்கி, அகம் இதம் சரீரம், மம இதம் தனம், ஐ சென்ஸ், மை சென்ஸ், ஐ சென்ஸ் தே, ஓகே, அண்ட் தென் மை சென்ஸ், தென் ஆல் தி ராங் நோஷன்ஸ் விச் ஆர் ஆட்ரிபியூட் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் அப்பான் தி ஆத்மா, ஆல் ஓகே, அண்ட் திஸ் ஆல் இகன்ஸ் காஸ்ட் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், அண்ட் திஸ் பிரம்மாத்ம பிரத்யக இஸ் வாட் opposed to all that. Why opposed? When they wake up the brahmatma pratyaha, they cannot be that. That's what tad viparita brahmatma pratyaha upajananat, as a result of rising of the brahmatma jnanam, which is opposed to all those wrong notions centered on I, asamsari iti, the person who considers himself to be a samsari, asamsari, aham asamsari, I am no more, I am not bound by samsara, I am free from samsara, aham asamsari iti, vinashteshu avidya granthishu, அவித்யா கிரந்திஷு வினஷ்டேஷு ஹரி சப்தமி, வென் ஆல் தி நாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னன்ஸ் பெரிஷ், அவித்யா கிரந்திஷு வினஷ்டேஷு, வென் ஆல் தி நாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஹார்ட் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் இக்னன்ஸ் எக்ஸெட்ரா பெரிஷ், தன்னிமித்தாக காமாக மூலத்தக வினஷ்யந்தி, ஆல் தி டிசைர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ caused by this, those tannimittaha means what, all these knots of ignorance, knots of heart in your ignorance etc, tannimittaha means ignorance caused desires also, moolataha along with the root cause ignorance desires also perish, means what, resolve for good, அவித்யாகிரந்திஷு வினஷ்டேஷு, when the knots of ignorance in the heart resolve, perish, தன்னிமித்தாக காமாக, the desires caused by those, okay, desires for which the nimittam is what? Causes ignorance, etc. Also perish. மூலத்தா வினஷ்யந்தி, okay, resolution of ignorance is the only means of having the desires resolved for good. There's no way of destroying, undoing, suppressing, giving up desires. Impossible. In jnanam, desires resolve effortlessly. We don't give up, they give you up. I told you yesterday itself. அவித்யா கிரந்திஷு வினஷ்டேஷு, when அவித்யா கிரந்தி இஸ் பெரிஷ், when the knots of the heart, the name of ignorance etc. பெரிஷ், தன்னிமித்தாக காமாக, the disease which are symptoms of the disease of ignorance, also what now, மூலத்தக வினஷ்யந்தி, all those diseases along with, மூலத்தக means what, மூலேன சக, மூலத்தக along with ignorance, the root cause of desired, desires also perish. Okay. Then what is the next benefit here? Atha, martyaha amrutaha bhavati. atha martyaha amrutaha bhavati. Then the mortal human being amrutaha bhavati. I already explained to you yesterday itself, one does not become immortal. One discovers immortality being one's own essential nature in the wake of anicca, one's own self being abstract, formless reality, consciousness implied by the term atma. When the identity is shifted from anatma, gross body, mind, sense complex, to the subtlest reality, formless reality, consciousness, he understands what? Immortality is the nature of the reality. And this kind of nature of the reality being immortality is what? Taking ownership of immortality as one's own nature is being one with Brahman, becoming immortal. Atha martyaha amrutaha bhavati. Etad, etavad, this much is what? Etavad hi. Etavad hi. Means what? Etavad eva. Etavad hi is equal to etavad eva. This much alone. What now? Etavan matram. Etavat matram. This much only. See? Etavad matram. Etavad eva. Etavad eva is equal to etavad matram. This much only. That what? Only what? The anushasanam, the teaching. Na adhikam asti. Na adhikam asti. What simple language. Look at this. It must sound like your own mother tongue. Na adhikam asti. There's nothing more than this. There's nothing. There's no more teaching than this. Na adhikam asti. Iti ashanka kartav. Adhikam asti iti ashanka na kartavya. Doubt should not be done. Means what? It should not be doubted. There is more than this. This much only. One need not have doubt at all that there is teaching more than this. No. This much is the teaching. Anushasanam. Anushasanam is a neuter noun. Okay. Anushishtihi is a feminine noun. That's the beauty of Sanskritam. Okay. You can use in the context. Anushasanam is equal to anusishtihi. Sishta is not disciplined. Sishta, sishtaha means the one whose life is governed by the shastram is a sishtaha. Anushishtaha sishyaha. Okay, anushishtihi is teaching. Anushishta is adjective or participle. Every shastra student is anushishtaha. Because we strictly follow the instructions of the shastram. Anushishtaha, we are disciplined in followers of the instructions of the shastram. So anushishtaha. And anushishtihi is teaching. Anushta, anushasanam is equal to anushishtihi. Or anushishtihi, upadeshaha. Upadesha, this is the teaching. So upadesha should not be taken as advice. Okay. This is not advice, this is teaching. Swami does not like the word upadesha being translated as advice. Okay. Upadesha means what? Of course, sometimes we take it literally, but actual meaning is upadesha means teaching. Teaching is making the student see exactly what the shastram sees, what the teacher sees. It's upadesha, teaching. Anushishtihi, anushasanam. You learn three words, anushasanam, anushishtihi, upadeshaha. Okay, this is the teaching of what? Sarva Vedantanam. Sarva Vedantanam Anushishtihi Anushasanam. This is the teaching of all Vedantas. Okay, see, very simple mantra, tiny mantra, little bhashyam. What is the teaching? Never ever feel guilty of having desires. Some people come and cause guilt. When Swami used to say, the sufferer is when people come and tell you, give up desires. What they do, they add pain to the already suffering person by causing more guilt. Give up desires means what? Oh my God, I have desires, I have desires, I have desires. No, this guilt is what? Add more guilt, more pain to the person who already has pain. The whole teaching is for you to get rid of the pain, get rid of the suffering. Therefore, desires resolve naturally, effortlessly. When the cause of the desires in the form of knots of the heart, in terms of ajnanam, adhyasaha, adhyaropaha, kama, karma, all resolve, desires resolve. Okay? And then what? There is the person enjoys freedom. He doesn't attain freedom. He enjoys what he already has. Bumper lottery. There's no greater lottery, bumper lottery than jnanam. Oh my God. Imagine somebody, you have a lot of money in your bank account, but you do not know you have. Somebody comes and tells you, see, this is your passbook, this is your account number, this is this much money you have. You are pauper on the road. And you are given this much. Go and take it. You don't work hard to earn it. All somebody has left treasure for you. Like that. This fullness of happiness is already there as your swarupam. You just tap it. Just how? By having Bhagavan's grace. How? In the form of jnanam. And this much is the teaching. Have jnanam. Resolve all the problems of ignorance, cause ignorance, and enjoy freedom, which is already there. Jivan Mukta. This much is the teaching. Okay, now the question comes. Does a jnani have desires or not? If all the desires resolve, sarve kamaha praviliyante, sarve kamaha praviliyante, sarve kamaha praviliyante, sarve kamaha vinashyanti. All desires punishment, does a jnani have desire or not? Please understand, even a jnani, as long as paradha karma phalam is there, enjoying the Jivan Mukti, enjoying the freedom while living, jnani still has what? Body mansions complex ordained by the paradha karma. So this body mansions complex will be there as long as paradha karma is there. Even a jnani cannot escape paradha karma, but because of his objectivity, there's no more suffering. In spite of having the body mansions complex, in spite of going through situations, external situations like any like jnani, jnani is free because of his objectivity. Because his objective towards his own body mansions complex is objective, he does not internalize situations, therefore he enjoys his nature of freedom. Is free while living in spite of going through exactly what everybody else in the world is going through. But he is free. Jivan Muktaha. Therefore, in the jnani's mind, definitely, there must be, from subconscious, desires must be there. But those desires definitely will not be binding desires. Those desires will not be binding desires. So jnani will be doing karma actions also.
Because jnani's activities are what? There is abhasitani karmani. It's called karma abhasaha. All jnani's actions are abhasita karma, means what? Negated karma. Because jnani performs actions without doership. Jnani goes through the situation without enjoyership. Again, jnani is absolutely independent of the results of actions for his happiness and security. Therefore, and even if the jnani is not dependent on the fulfillment of desires for his happiness and security, therefore, even if the desires are there in the heart of the desires rise, those desires must be fulfilled, but only for the welfare of the society. Loka sangrahana, sangrahartham, loka kshemartham. He must be, whatever is being done, there's no dependence on the part of the jnani for the fulfillment of desires. Okay? Therefore, they're non-binding desires. Karma is abhasa karma. Abhasa means what? Negated karma. Jnani is free from kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. He is free from doership and enjoyership. So, activities will be, he'll be doing like any other ajnani. And he will be going through the results of actions also like any other ajnani. But he is free. Absolutely free. There's no more dependence, emotional dependence leading at all on the part of a jnani on performing actions or the fulfillment of the results of actions. He is not dependent on the fulfillment of desires or the results of actions. Therefore, they are part of the karma. He lives, he karma, part of the karma gets exhausted, mind will be resolved for good. The mind being not there, assumption of another body is not possible, so he will not be born again, so he remains immortal as Brahma forever, which is Videha Muktihi. Okay? Such a small, tiny verse, mantra. And then, so, because it is time, now, in the following mantra, we'll be seeing the Saguna Brahma Upasana Phalam. Now, Jnana Phalam we have understood. Jivan Mukti, Videha Mukti being the absolute results of the absolute knowledge of the absolute reality. There's no greater knowledge than the knowledge of the reality. There's no greater accomplishment than discovery of freedom. There's no greater success than reveling in the luxury of wisdom. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.